Today, a small U.S. government-funded organization, the Open Technology Fund, received money that was frozen last year. Referred to as OTF, it advocates for internet freedom, the kind of freedom that was cut off last week by the Myanmar military and restricted by governments, including China, which banned the BBC yesterday, and Iran. Nick Schifrin reports on how the battle over OTF's funding was a symbol of Trump administration turmoil and how this small group wages a global war.
In the 21st century war between activists and authoritarians, protesters try to avoid beatings, torture, and even death with the digital shields of Dmitry Vitaliev. Vitaliev's work and mission? Protect Belarusian activists from government surveillance and help them defeat internet censorship. Vitaliev's activism was born from his father's bravery. Vitaly Vitaliev was a journalist forced to defect from Russia after he criticized the government. They left in 1989, the year the Berlin Wall fell. Eastern Europe, coursed with a fever for freedom, encouraged for decades by the U.S. federal broadcaster Voice of America.
The courier, a ship without guns, goes into battle armed with the greatest weapon of all, truth.
VOA promoted American ideals by presenting objective news.
Citizens around the world are being tortured, imprisoned, and even killed for their online speech.
Today, VOA's digital descendant is the Open Technology Fund that promotes American ideals by maintaining internet freedom. Its budget, only $20 million. Its staff, only $11 million. But OTF funded the technology that became Signal. And Signal's technology now powers Facebook Messenger, Skype, and WhatsApp for more than 2 billion people. OTF technology is on two-thirds of the world's phones. OTF also funds Vitaliev.